I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont lawmakers want to pass legislation that would make school meals free of charge for every student in Vermont. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Scott administration says the proposal would saddle school districts with new costs.
Shortly after COVID-19 arrived in Vermont, the state decided to provide free breakfast and lunch to every student in the state. Chittenden County Senator Chris Pearson is among the lawmakers who want to keep that universal meals program in place even after the pandemic subsides.
And I cannot fathom for one second why we would face a crisis, maybe it's next September in our schools, of mental health and academic rigor, and not understand that food security is essential.
Ted Fisher with the Agency of Education says the Scott administration supports the free meal concept, but he says lawmakers' proposal carries a price tag of $40 to $50 million a year. And he says many local districts don't have the financial wherewithal to absorb those costs. The administration is asking lawmakers to postpone the legislation until at least next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
A portrait of famed Vermonter Alexander Twilight will soon hang in the State House. It will be the first portrait of a person of color in the building. Middlebury artist Katie Rundy was chosen from a group of 18 people to paint the portrait. Rundy says she's doing research before she starts the work.
Every detail I find fleshing out his character gives me a better sense of how to frame him in the portrait. And, you know, aspects that I need to make sure come forward. Like, you know, he was a minister. So how do we depict spiritual depth in a portrait?
Rundy says she expects the portrait of the Corinth native to be finished by next year. A New York-based conservation group has launched an $18 million fund designed to conserve 50,000 acres along the length of the Appalachian Mountains. The Open Space Institute says one area of focus is wildlife corridors that link the Adirondacks and the Green Mountains. Another is the Upper Valley in Vermont and New Hampshire. The Institute says the Appalachians are home to the world's largest broadleaf forest, so they play a critical role in combating climate change and they provide important wildlife habitat. So far, the organization has secured $12 million of the $18 million needed to launch the Appalachian Landscapes Protection Fund. High in the sky for today, some scattered snow showers north, especially over higher terrain. They'll give way to increasing periods of sun, partly sunny south, blustery and colder today. Highs in the 20s to near 30 north, 30s south, steady or falling. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.